Ariel and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, we need somebody who can hit the ground running.
You strike me as the type of guy who knows how to hit the ground running.
He'll hit the ground running?
I want him to hit the ground running.
I'm going
to
hit the ground running.
Let's get started.
Come on, lazy bones. Time to get moving.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, the appetizer to the weekend.
Woohoo!
And it is September 16th. Good morning, Husker Nick.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Nice and loud. I like it.
Thank you.
Started off right.
Yeah, you know, got to bring that energy a little bit. Hit the ground running, I think they said.
Yeah, they did
like
say that.
19 just times.
Legit.
Hey, guys, I want you to hit the ground running. Get going.
Hit the ground running.
Get firing out of the freaking blocks and go.
That's good coach speak.
Okay.
On the hop.
On the hop.
There
that was
go.
My,
yeah, that,
when I played when I played baseball or football, and the coach would be like, all right, do a lap. And then we'd start jogging. Lazily, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the hop, boys. That was always my favorite thing.
I've never even heard that
phrase. On the hop, man. Get going.
I think I say on the hop about five times yeah, in practice because you don't walk to go get your water. You jog over there, get a drink of water. You jog back.
Listen, this
nobody walks.
Yeah, this isn't a vacation to get water, boys.
Oh, my God.
You get your asses moving or we're running some more. How about that?
Would that drive you crazy if somebody's like constantly on your ass like that, Coriel?
Yes, I'd punch somebody.
You'd be up the team that quick.
I would lash out.
It did.
I'd be that kid. I'd go, there'd be profanity.
I'll be honest with you. If we had a bet going, I would have lost it. Because if you said, do you think it bothers Coriel if someone's on her ass? I would have thought you said no.
Really?
Yeah. I figured you preferred people on your ass.
It's 5:52 in the morning.
Yeah, it is. That was solid.
It is so early for this.
I think he hit the ground running.
We can say ass at 5:52, right? Oh, yeah. It's after 6 is when we have to slow down because our boss might be up.
Yeah,
is that
right.
How it goes?
That is a
6?
Proper
yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, good morning. I really am enjoying your Nike t-shirt dress combo thing.
Thank you. I went to
I don't
Shields.
Think it's. I don't think you're real. This is a real thing. I think you're just wearing
it. No, it is. Yeah. It is.
Big and tall shirt. Person's
It's an actual
shirts.
Thing. It's an actual thing. I'm a little scared to admit this, but I think I just wanted to be like a cool girl. Because
okay.
I see
you are a cool
the
girl.
College chicks
wearing
this stuff
okay.
when they're just like out and about. Like casually
is that what she's
strolling.
Saying?
She's having a problem now that she's in her 30s and she thinks she's old.
Right. And I was like, well, the college girls.
This is awesome.
The college girls were there. So I will look like I'm in college again.
Yeah.
Is this like when you switched out of your side part to a middle part because you wanted to also
remember
look younger?
Remember when I tried it?
Oh my God. You're ridiculous.
But the difference is, I will call a spade a spade. I am like 1000% pandering to a younger audience. I'm trying to look cool.
They do not need you to do that. You're cool already.
Thank you. I try it and it just doesn't, it's not my vibe. It doesn't work. But this is my vibe.
Because it looks, I mean, it just looks comfortable.
Oh my God.
Like
it's basically
literally
pajamas.
You, yeah, exactly. You came to work in a big t-shirt that's a bedtime shirt.
I'm even wearing Nike slides along with it. And I should have worn my Nike like tennis shoes to maybe dress it up a bit.
Yeah, some white, a Nike hat.
Like a nice pair of white ones with like the Nike pink swoosh would go with that.
That's the ones that I wear.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had those. You should have worn
how
those.
How do you know my tennis shoes so well?
Well, no, I'm just thinking pink.
Coriel,
every
girl has those tennis
if you're
shoes.
Gonna, yeah, exactly.
That's a super basic girl
ew,
thing.
Ew, don't say that to me.
Sorry. It is like 100%. Like, my daughter has those shoes.
I only bought those because those were like, cheap and they were in my size.
Legit, my daughter has those same
you,
shoes.
You know
okay,
why
but they're
so
pale
many?
Pink. They're pale pink.
That's what my daughters are.
Yeah.
Like a pale pink.
You know
like a bright pink. Those are just, that's
cheap.
Like, it's kind of like a beard somewhere. And a hat is like the basic dude outfit.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're wearing
those,
it right now.
I know. And you, the shoes you're describing, like, if I were to say, here's the most basic chick outfit ever, that's the shoes.
Yes.
100%.
Well, you know what?
It's
I feel
okay.
better because you said Bailey has a pair.
Yeah. And Bailey's pretty awesome.
And Bailey is like very young. So obviously.
JP Coriel Husker
young,
Nick,
cool
the
girls.
Most basic show you'll find on the
oh,
radio.
Oh my God.
Here's what's next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
All right, today we've got JP makes his guest to get you into Kane Brown live tomorrow night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll get you Denim or Dumping with Tara and her date Jordan. We'll get you the results of if you could pretend to be someone else for free stuff, who would it be? And why wedding people suck. That and more coming up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Gets me in like good spirits. I need it.
Kix 96.9.
Busted.
I think every one of us has at one point in time been busted by our parents when we said we're going to be one place and we were a different place.
Oh, 1,000%. I love those memes that are like, when you're in high school and your mom is texting you, like, are you having fun thinking you're at a friend's house, but really you're like dying in the middle of a cornfield?
Yeah.
From like farm parties.
You're like trying to keep your hand over your mouth so that you can't hear the people around there.
You're on like
picking up the other people partying around you.
Yeah, you're on your third Mike's Hard Lemonade.
So how's that book going at the library you said you were going to read? Oh, it's wonderful, Mom. Slow reading though, might be here for a while.
Yeah,
might take a little bit longer than I thought it was going to take to get this done. Well, one time for Joe, I think it's the only time he's ever going to probably lie to his parents about where he's been, because they busted him out in an epic way. There's a TikTok video that's making the rounds of Joe, a kid in England, getting busted for going to a soccer match but behind his parents' backs. So when he was 16, a year before, he had snuck off and was hanging out around Wembley Stadium during the Euro final.
Which is awesome, by the way. That's awesome.
It's a pretty big game.
Good for him.
I know that's the title of it, but it just sounds fake for some reason.
Euro final?
Because I think I have like Eurovision and I don't know. It just sounds fake.
Eurovision's a real thing too, but it does sound fake.
I know it all sounds fake.
So yeah, that's a big game, but it's not a big deal except for the fact that cameras from the BBC News captured him in all his glory. As a part of this. So for his birthday, his parents gave him a giant framed photo of the BBC News snapshot of him with everybody else.
Jigs up.
At the Euro final.
Beautiful.
He totally got busted.
I love that they like wrapped it, gave it to him, and then just sat there waiting for him to open it and just looked at him like,
figure it out.
We know everything, you little turd.
Oh my God.
Like that's exactly what they said to him.
Such a good troll move.
There's nothing you can do that we won't find out about.
Those parents.
That's a great troll move, but also give them credit for being cool parents.
That's what I'm saying. Those are some cool parents.
Yeah.
See, it could have backfired. I was talking to a guy a long time ago. And the reason why I gave him a little more time of the day was because solely based on this story of him calling into work sick, but instead he went to like an NFL game or something.
Nice.
And he happened to be on TV.
Oh, wow.
And that happened to just be the moment that like one of his superiors or higher ups were like watching.
Yeah.
And knew full well in that moment. You little liar. And he got fired.
Are you sure it wasn't in high school and it was a Cubs baseball game or something?
Like Ferris Bueller, actually.
Was his name Ferris?
Was he trying to pull one over and pretending that he was...
You guys don't name him.
Did he have like a day off?
Ferris is like going to be all...
Was he the Sausage King of Chicago?
Yeah. Was that what was going on with that poor guy?
Sausage King of Chicago?
I think so.
No, it definitely wasn't Ferris Bueller.
Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coriel's got your nitty-gritty from Music City live on Facebook where you can see her new Nike t-shirt skirt thing.
It's a dress.
Whatever.
Wake up with Geek Coriel and Husker Nick.
Don't be today.
Country mornings are the best.
Kix 96.9.
I've got the major honor Dolly Parton and Kane Brown share. Thomas Rhett spilling the beans. How Reba auditioned for Indiana Jones. Kind of. And new music from Thomas Rhett.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Okay, so Time Magazine is out with their annual Time 100 list of the most influential people in the world.
All right.
It is chock full of some great company.
Can I guess one of them?
Okay.
Probably Dolly Parton's at the top of the list.
Yeah. Well, she just makes the list.
Well, she is the list.
She is the list.
Wow.
Like trying to help people with the COVID vaccine and also keep a Dollywood going.
1,000%. Dolly Parton is on the list. So is Kane Brown.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were both made the list. Miley Cyrus says of her godmother, because Miley Cyrus is the goddaughter of Dolly Parton.
Okay. Yeah.
Quote, have you ever met anyone who doesn't love Dolly Parton? I never have. Adding, she is not only my idol because of her incomparable career, she's also my role model because of her steadfast morals and values. At her core, she is the definition of a humanitarian.
Oh, wow.
Well said, well said.
Yeah, no kidding.
Darius Rucker also goes on to talk about Kane Brown, saying, quote, Kane has that unquantifiable it factor. He's so laid back, doesn't take himself too seriously, but he also really cares about his craft and other people. And then between Darius Rucker and Kane Brown breaking the mold of, you know, white only country singers and stuff and being able to have your own career based on that, Kane Brown is really pioneering that at the moment too. So Darius is very, very, very excited for him.
Cool.
Now, Thomas Rhett has spent a lot of time during the pandemic writing music. We've talked about this. That's how we got the album Country Again Side A, which came out in April. And we've been talking about Country Again Side B and wondering when it's going to drop, right?
Right.
He says, quote, we're getting close. I thought it would be sooner, but I kept writing songs and recording them. And the label finally said, you need to be finished.
Nice.
That's all I needed to know. So yeah. Obviously by that, it sounds like they are actually finally getting close. We'll find out when that drops here shortly. And then as soon as we know, we'll let you know. But he says it'll have 3 or 4 collaborations. He's going to keep the names pretty close to his vest until the track list is announced.
Okay.
But you may have already heard that Thomas Rhett collaborates with Eric Church on a song called Salt. So when asked about it, Thomas kind of danced around it or whatever and said that him and Eric have been talking and texting about revisiting that song. And it's definitely his dream to do a collab. Hopefully in the future, they'll make it happen. Near future, he said.
There you go.
Okay, so we're going to end with this. Reba McEntire auditioning for Indiana Jones. Not entirely, but Reba McEntire was one of 7 people who had to be rescued by firefighters from an old building in Oklahoma when the staircase caved in.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Reba and a friend were touring, like, this historic site in Attica, A-T-O-K-A, when the stairs of the over 100-year-old building started, like, crumbling.
Atoka. So,
Atoka.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
So it turns out the building was under renovation, and the stairs were scheduled to be replaced. But I guess somehow they were not told this.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yes. So her and her team were there in that building as the stair collapsed. Very terrifying. Everyone's okay, thankfully. Reba says she's fine. No one was seriously injured. They were able to safely evacuate and then thanked the local fire and police departments.
Do they say whether her boyfriend Rex Lynn from CSI Miami was with her?
Oh,
I didn't see it. It just says Reba and a friend.
I bet Rex Lynn was there.
And it says like her crew were there. Maybe he was.
Maybe. I can see Reba, though. Like, the stairs are collapsing around it, and Rex is ready to save everybody, but she's like, no!
Yes.
And she grabs a rope and, like, swings in
Indiana
and grabs...
Indiana Jones, I'm telling you. She auditioned.
Rex in one arm.
This dude's her husband?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Her
boyfriend. I dislike that if that's the case that he was there. Could you imagine he reads that and it says... she and her crew. He's like, whoa.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
Or he's the friend.
I'm the crew.
Oh, I'm the friend.
Huh? He's the friend. Reba and a friend.
Right. Yeah. God, what?
Or he reads that and he's like, who's the friend?
Right.
Yeah. He's like, hold on.
Why
didn't
you? Don't be shy. Name them.
What?
So we've got new music now from Thomas Rhett. I know we talked about him earlier. This is a collaboration with a fairly new act out of College Station, Texas,
you said, ma'am.
JP? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is Thomas Rhett with Surfaces. That's the group name. It's called C'est La Vie with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L with Kix 96.9.
It is normal that I can't hear myself, right?
Looking up, at the sky, ain't a cloud rolling by. Look at you, girl, oh my, my. Hey there, baby, now ain't it the light? All I need is a lake in my lake.
1980s. Pull me closer, drive me crazy. Wanna do this on the daily. Lost all track of time. Little piece of paradise. No way heaven gets no better than this. All I need is a lick in my lady. All I need is a place to get lazy. Call on me if you wanna get waving. Singing, oh, 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 oh. C'est la vie.
C'est la vie now, baby.
C'est la vie.
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
One of the most downloaded songs of the week, that is Thomas Rhett and Surfaces out of College Station, Texas, called C'est la vie, getting you new music first. You can grab it on our Now Plan button at KZKX.com. That's a good thing. What other good things are on the way? If you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of good things.
Kicks Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Start my day off on the right stuff.
Yeah, it makes me get pumped.
Brightens up your day.
Kicks 96.9.
Tell me something good.
Time to talk about the good in the world. And if you got a good thing, again, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We will get it in the show as soon as we see it. Well, I mean, around the time of good things. And if you send it to us at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll be the next morning. But you get the idea. Mm-hmm. Coriel, what's your good thing?
My good thing, it's happened to me a little while ago, but it happened again when I went to go get coffee for the second time yesterday. People did the pay it forward thing where they buy your coffee, like in front of you or whatever. So I decided to do it. But last time I did that, the lady stopped. She goes, that's, well, their order is like $22 behind me. So it must have been some intern or I don't know, someone that's doing the coffee run.
Yeah.
And I you could tell her and I were in this weird stalemate of like, we both know I don't want to pay this.
Yeah, yeah. No
and
chance.
She even looked at me like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. So I decided to take the opportunity to maybe have a redemption. Maybe I'll get a cheap one this time.
Yeah, okay.
It was $17. So
that's just that's the world telling you that you owe a lot of karma.
I guess. Apparently.
That's what they're doing.
Because I was like, oh, you shaved off $5. Nice.
Yeah, the world's like, listen, Coriel, we can either do this 8 or 9 times to catch up to where you should be, or let's just knock it out in one.
But
one
I just truly was, I mean, it was a weird feeling, you know, to be like, oh my gosh, I felt so, you know, it makes you feel special, it makes you feel good. And you're like, wow, that's great, that's great. And then, yeah. So anywho, it's just an idea.
Yeah.
Today, if you've never done that before or been a part of it, I don't know, try to start it.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Get out there and do that. Have a little bit of fun with paying it forward.
Yeah. Do some good things.
I like that. Husker Nick, your good thing.
All right. I'm trying to find her name real fast. It's like, whatever. So there's this woman. Wait till you hear this story. This is pretty funny. So there's this woman, and Coriel, I'm going to ask you what you would think if this happened to you. You're standing there minding your own business. All of a sudden, everything goes black. And as you slowly open up your eyes, you're laying on the ground, and Christian Ronaldo is leaning over you, smiling at you. What do you think just happened to you?
He just proposed to me, and I fainted.
This woman goes, I thought I died, and I looked up at a sweet baby angel and thought I went to heaven. But it was actually Ronaldo. Because she was working the sidelines at the soccer match, while he was warming up, he missed he kicked it from way back, missed the goal, and drills her right in the back of the head.
Oh my god!
So she's like, "I woke up and he's just holding me," and I.
She probably really thought she died.
He's so beautiful, and so Ronaldo helps her up. She's like, "I'm gonna stay. You know, I want to keep working. I do this every time. You know, all these games, I love it." So after the game's over. And to me, this would be gross, but I suppose, depending on who it was that ran over and was like, here, put this on. I just wore it and sweated all over this thing for an entire match. If it was like some super duper duper hot female athlete, I'd probably wear that shirt.
Okay.
She throws on his like drenched shirt.
Oh,
and she's
yeah.
like putting her hand, she thinks it's the greatest thing on the planet.
Oh, she'll sleep in it.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. And she's like, I probably won't wash this.
No.
Don't ever.
So it was crazy, but I just love her sense of humor.
That
over
is
this whole
funny.
Deal.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. That's fantastic.
Just looking at me.
Sweet baby angel.
So a pair of brothers in Nashville are showing you're never too young to make a positive impact on your community after volunteering with the Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee during one of their family nights. 8-year-old Lucas decided he wanted to do more to help out. So his mom, Maria, says her son was trying to think about how what he could do to raise money. So he decided to make a difference through art. So Lucas and his younger brother, Sebastian, got together and created and sold special crayons to family and friends.
Okay. They created crayons?
Yeah.
Well, those are some smart kids.
They called it the Happy Crayon Project. And it was such a success, their donation was able to provide 4,000 meals to families in need.
Holy smokes.
This 8-year-old and his little brother and the Happy Crayon Project.
They made crayons and turned those sales dollars into free meals for people in need in Nashville?
Yeah, 4,000 meals.
Look at them go.
That's awesome.
That is great.
So, once again, there's a lot of good in the world. So, if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We want people to know about it.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Sometimes it's fun to be a part of a wedding.
Sometimes.
Other times it sucks.
Yes.
We'll get the other times coming up. We'll also have your chance to win your way to Ken Brown Live in about an hour and a half. It's Kix 96.9. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Waking you up every morning.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Weddings can be a fun time. It's supposed to be a great time to get together with family and friends and celebrate the joining of two people's love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's this.
So, now, there are a couple spelling errors in the screenshot of the email, so it makes it even better because it's harder to take it serious. But this bride not only didn't want anyone looking better than she did. I mean, that's pretty. That goes without saying. But
you can't
like,
show up the bride.
Okay,
like,
right.
Don't show up in a really nice white evening gown.
Right. But she also expected a gift of $75 or more.
Oh.
Here are the rules and regulations. Okay.
She created rules and regulations for
rules
her wedding.
And oh regulations. My. It's a, and before all of it, it says, first of all, are you still planning to have a plus one?
Could you read this in like your best like snob voice?
Yeah.
Like I need like a snobby snob.
Yes. Rules and regulations. Please arrive 15 to 30 minutes early. Please do not wear white cream or ivory. Please do not wear anything other than a basic bob or ponytail.
Oh my.
This is my favorite one. Please do not, it says fave, but I think she means have, a full face of makeup.
Wait, what?
Sorry, yes. Only partial faces of makeup, please. Yeah, just the left side.
Only your left side can be done. Do not record during the ceremony spelt with an S.
All the pictures of
ceremony
the ladies.
Spelt with an S?
Yes.
All the pictures of the ladies that in like the background just have one smoke eye. So it looks like they all got punched.
Yeah.
And it just looks terrible. It's like, God, what is this?
Absolutely. Do not check in on Facebook until instructed. It's like, are you keeping this wedding a big secret? Are people not supposed to know you're getting married? I just don't understand. Everyone will toast with Remy, no acceptance, but I think she means exceptions. There's two more. Do not talk to the bride at all.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Wait, all caps.
What?
Wow.
Like she's royalty or something?
All caps.
Would you want to talk to her after getting this?
No.
No.
I wouldn't even attend.
Not even go to the
wedding.
And
the last one says, lastly, must come with gift $75 or more if you want to be admitted in.
Wow.
Like, do you have to show the receipt to get in there?
I guess.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine? I can't.
Well, I mean, you can. Are you going to come clean yet? Coriel actually already sent me one. She's getting secretly married. I'm gonna tell you right
breaking
now.
News.
I'm telling everybody. I know it was supposed to be a secret, Coriel, but Coriel's getting married.
No.
And she sent out a similar list, but it only had two rules. And I was like, wow, this is kind of crazy. Two rules. I'll follow these rules. What are they? And you open it up and you look at the card, and what the card says is A, beer's free, but the first one you buy, you have to shotgun. First one you get, you have a shotgun.
That makes sense.
And then the second one says utensils are not an option. You will eat with your fingers and lick your fingers.
Okay. This sounds like my actual
thing. Yes. And I was like, all right, Coryell, that's fine. And she's like, in lieu of gifts, just bring Jello shots. And I was like, I'll be there. That Where's like it at? It's in her garage.
You know what?
It's the best wedding ever. I busted out your secret
this
wedding.
This is so spot on that I think people are going to believe.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick show.
That sounds like it's going down.
And then
down.
The rumor mill churns. Yeah.
Like it's going down this weekend.
Oh, my God.
All right. Coming up, we'll get you what's trending. Don't be like that, lady. Come on. We'll get you what's trending coming up. We'll play a round of JP makes his guess for Kane Brown tickets. And Data Redubbum's on the way.
Kicks Morning with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
That puts us in a great mood.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Country mornings are the best.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending.
Online now.
On Kix 96.9.
Three.
The first thing to know about right now is there is unfortunately a TikTok challenge going around.
Uh-oh.
That high schoolers and middle schoolers around here are participating in.
I've seen people complaining on like Twitter. Is this something about a bathroom?
It's kids damaging school bathrooms, and it's happening all over the country. It's actually happening now here at middle schools and high schools in Lincoln. As the bathrooms are now cleaned up, but over the past couple of weeks, schools like Lincoln High, Sco Middle School, some other places, the restrooms are getting destroyed.
Isn't it a shoe?
I just got a text. I'm not going to say that my friend's name, but one of my best buds, I think assistant principal or principal at a school, and he goes, "This is the worst trend ever."
Yes.
Oh no! What is the point? Like, what are they doing?
There are students are causing all kinds of damage, including toilet paper rolls and off soap and paper towel rolls and all kinds of different damage that they're causing.
I have an update. Second worst trend ever. Tide Pod thing was the worst one.
Yeah, well, Tide Pod was pretty
there's
bad.
There's also another one where a kid almost just died from swallowing magnets as well.
Yeah.
What? Like, literally, do not do that.
Why are they doing that stuff?
It's dumb. And remember when people were setting each other on fire or setting yourself on fire?
No.
Yeah. If it seems like a bad idea, it's a bad idea.
When I was in like junior high, I remember all the girls were trying to like choke themselves out.
Yeah, that's another thing.
And they're like, Nick, you should try this. I'm like, how about I don't?
How about no? Is it called Darwinism?
It's now got to the level because they want to stop this stupid trend from happening of them destroying bathrooms. They have to sign in and sign out of to use the bathroom right now.
So are they? So
they don't want to say what it is because they don't want people to like,
be
hear
doing
it and
it?
Then doing continuing
oh,
to
okay,
do it.
Okay, okay.
So it's not in the actual news article what's going on. They're vandalizing the bathrooms.
Okay.
They're destroying the bathrooms.
Don't do that.
Right.
So that doesn't make any sense.
So you're aware. I'm sure quite a few of them are aware because apparently it says 2/3 of the schools in Lincoln. Have had
really?
To deal with this.
Wow.
That is just nuts. You know what? They should do an honor system where you go, hey, rat your friends out and you'll get a free pizza.
That actually is a great idea, Corey. Why are you working for Fiesta Tostada?
Because then everyone's going to start pointing fingers.
Fiesta Tostadas.
Those kids love those things.
I would be desperate for those pizzas. It would be like the Salem witch trials all over again. I'd be like, I saw them vandalizing the bathroom. Large pepperoni, please.
Yeah. And the guy's like, I have not pooped once today. What are we talking about?
Wow. Okay. So,
good Lord.
Parents be aware and kids, stop it. It's not cool.
Stop.
Just because it's on TikTok doesn't mean it's cool.
So, I was once a kid with a dream, looking up to the stars. And now I'm an adult in a spaceship looking back to our beautiful Earth.
Oh, the billionaire is trying to get everybody to space.
Yay.
So
good. Keep going.
SpaceX, I guess, is going to launch its first all-tourist crew.
Coryell. Yes. So apparently it is now officially in orbit. So this transpired like hours ago, basically.
Really?
So the crew of the Inspiration 4, which is the first ever orbital flight crewed entirely by tourists.
That seems awesome.
Is now officially in orbit, according to the SpaceX live stream. SpaceX is the Elon Musk.
That's his group. Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to keep them all straight now.
Right.
Because like all these billionaires and stuff.
Branson did it. Bezos did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a group of tourists.
Yeah, so this is completely this is not gonna end well.
This is not going to end well.
It's they're a three-hour tour.
You've seen tourists and how they act, especially if one of them thinks they're like a TikTok star. Right. They're going to be like, hey, could you just pull this ship a little closer to the moon? I need to get a really good video of me doing this dumb dance in front of it so then I can send it
Watch
off.
Me hit the whoa in space.
Yes. And they're like, but we're getting a little too... No, just a little closer. It'll be fine.
This is a three-day mission chartered by billionaire Jared Isaacman. So
never heard of this
There's
guy.
Another billionaire.
Yeah. Was he the one talking at the beginning?
No, that was Richard Branson. No.
It'll raise more than $200 million for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Well, that's good.
Isaacman is joined by an engineer named Chris, an artist named Cyan, and a cancer survivor named Haley, who the article says at 29 years old will be the youngest person ever to travel to space. I need to point out that's not true.
That
happened during Bezos' flight with Dutch kid. It was like 18.
I also need to point out how like physically angry Coriel's been for the last hour over that.
I get so upset.
Oh, yeah. She's like, she like was like, wait a minute. I believe there was someone else who went up that was earlier. And then she's like fiercely typing on her keyboard. And she's like talking to JP and I like, we care. And then she's like, you guys, I knew it. And JP's like, cool, Coriel.
All right, cool. Move on.
Way to do it. She's like, oh, these people in this article.
So way to go, SpaceX.
Yeah.
Well, 3-day long mission. So we're going to have to keep tabs on it.
And speaking of fake news.
What?
Nicki Minaj tweeted out on Monday that apparently she's not a fan of the vaccine. She said Monday that the vaccine caused a friend of her cousins to have their testicles swell up back home in Trinidad.
That doesn't sound like a vaccine-related thing.
No. The vaccine's terrible. My friend's cousin had their testicles swell up because they had the vaccine.
Okay.
So yesterday, to perpetrate and stop the fake news, the Trinidad and Tobago health minister had to get online and debunk this.
Oh no.
Wow.
Because and tell us why it was such a waste of time.
And what was sad about this is that it wasted our time yesterday trying to track down, because we take all these claims seriously. As we stand now, there is absolutely no reported such side effect or adverse event of testicular swelling in Trinidad. None that we know of anywhere else in the world.
She tweeted it out because she had skipped the Met Gala, saying because of the vaccine requirements, she wasn't going to be there because my friend's cousin had their testicles swell.
She was using a scapegoat for the reason why she wasn't at Met Gala.
It's a Trinidad and Tobago, because it's a thing that's put out there. They have to investigate that.
Well,
and they spent time investigating it.
That guy just might have ostrich eggs instead of regular chicken eggs.
Yeah, who knows?
Exactly. What a waste of time. So there you go. We're clearing out some fake news for you to start your day.
There you go.
That's what's trending.
Coming up next.
Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Well, kind of it was fake news because Jordan said he wanted another date with Tara, and he's not calling her back. We'll get the story behind that with Tara coming up, see if we can help out with Dana or dump him. It's Thursday, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It's Kicks.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So Tara wants to get another date with Jordan, is his name. Good morning, Tara.
Hi, morning.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on. You guys are so great. My girlfriends and I actually talk about your Date 'em and Dump 'em every week, so.
Fantastic. All right. Well.
I love that. I like being the source of tea spilt and drama in your lives.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, actually, they were the ones that told me to get a hold of you guys.
Oh, okay. Since we're such experts at dealing with this kind of stuff.
Yeah. What for? Tell us. Give us the lowdown.
What's going on with you and this Jordan? How'd you guys meet up?
Okay, yeah. So I met Jordan online. He seemed really cool, like super funny, really easy to like text and talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So like after a week of talking pretty much every day, like multiple times a day, I really felt like I started to get to know him pretty well.
Okay.
So yeah, I felt good about him and like what we had going on. We got together for drinks and I thought it went really, really well.
Nice. Okay. How long did you guys hang out and do that?
Well, we were at the bar like It must have been at least 2 hours. I kind of lost track of time. Just chatting, drinking.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so then we started talking about, you know that TV show Ted Lasso?
Oh, it's so funny.
I love that show.
It's so good.
Yeah, he mentioned he hadn't seen it before because he didn't want to pay for another subscription thing. So yeah, I invited him back to my place to watch some of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
Getting cuddly on the couch, did you?
Ooh.
Maybe. Well, it was like really easy to, you know, get comfortable with him. Just, it was really nice. I felt like a great connection. And yeah, we connected even better in person than we had in like text messages previously, like before the date.
Well, this sounds like it's going pretty well. Okay.
Right. She invited him to Apple TV Plus and chill, and it worked. So.
Yeah. Is that a thing now? Apple TV Plus
well,
and chill?
Apparently.
I guess. Okay.
It should be. So we talked about getting together again. We both mentioned that we had tickets to the 311.
Oh, the concert.
Oh, the 311 show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
So him and his buddy and me and a girlfriend of mine that we met up together beforehand to hang out at the show. And I thought it was also really fun. It was felt like a sort of a double date situation. Mm-hmm. It was really cute.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then he and his friend walked us to our car, and then it was like, poof, vanished. That was the last I heard from him.
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay.
So you haven't heard any more from him past the 311 show?
No. And I texted like, hey, that was really fun. But I didn't hear back.
Really?
So
I didn't
right
really
off the
know
bat,
what.
Right off the bat, just because of the concert.
Yeah.
Do you think, did it have anything to do with, like the giggle grass
or
the jazz cabbage?
she smoked a big fatty.
Were you dabbling in the jazz cabbage a little too much, maybe? And he
that's your guess,
or not enough? It could be or not enough.
It's a 311 show. I don't know.
That's true.
Like she was too much of a prude, or he was too much of a prude when it came to that kind of thing.
Well, you don't have to be prude to not like that. I'm just saying, like, you might not agree with the use. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if you want to divulge that. Do you think anything?
I will be very diplomatic and say all adults were partaking, but everyone had a good head on their shoulders about it.
It
didn't seem like anyone was like sloppy or anything.
Right.
Yeah,
right. That's where my mind instantly went. That's the only thing that I could think of.
Is it? Well, okay, hold on. She brought her friend, and he brought a friend. What if they ended up hating each other, and or like he didn't like her, and he's like, you can't date this other chick because I don't want to be around that chick anymore.
Oh.
And then that was what happened.
Like you don't get
best
the
friends and buddies and stuff. Like, it's either her or me type of thing.
Yeah.
He's you can't be around her because I don't want to be around her friend.
Did your friend and his friend get along?
Now that you mention it, if anything, his friend was a little quiet the whole time.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think anything of
jealous,
it, but
maybe.
He was kind of like standoffish a little.
Yeah, if you don't get the friend seal of approval, that can be kind of tough.
Right. Well, we've had a couple of guesses there of the jazz cabbage or the friends.
We got our guesses in, and now we're gonna have to do the digging and finding out.
Right. Well, all right. Well, what we'll do is we will get a hold of Jordan for you, Tara, and see if we can get him on the phone and see if we can sort this out. If it's something small, we'd be more than willing to take care of dinner on us for the two of you. If it's something bigger than that, well, at least you'll understand why he's not wanting to go on another date.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We've got a couple guesses in now. You can, too, on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Do it in GIF form. What you think went wrong between Tara and Jordan.
GIF form is the best form.
Put it up on Twitter, Facebook, KX969, to be a part of Datum or Dump 'Em.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump 'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
Guesses coming in on Twitter and Facebook on what went wrong between Tara and Jordan. What are you seeing so far, Coria?
On Twitter, KZKX969, Cody says Jordan was concerned about her previously watched section.
Oh, okay.
That concerns me enormously. And that's what the GIF says.
Okay.
Troy says, friend gave bad 411 at 311, so 311, and didn't want to play wingman anymore. Not a Good Goose to Maverick.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Ooh, so there you maybe. Go. Okay.
Christopher says too much of a party girl at the concert.
Oh, I guess I could see that. Yeah.
What do you think went wrong between the two of them that now Jordan's not getting back to Tara? Get your guesses in. Twitter, Facebook, KX969. Be a part of Datum or Dump'em.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
So if you're just joining us, it's Tara who's reaching out because she had a date with Jordan, had some drinks together, then went back to her place to watch some Ted Lasso. What would you call it?
Apple TV Plus and chill.
Apple TV Plus and chill is the new terminology. And then they happen to find out that they're going to be at the same 311 concert at Pinewood. So they decided, hey, let's meet up together. Our buddies and us can hang out. And they had a good time.
And by hang out, they mean Jazz Cabbage 311. Yeah,
I mean, that's jealous. What you think. So
that's my speculation. That's I don't know.
So let's find out from Jordan what the issue is.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking for Jordan.
Speaking.
Jordan, hey, it's JP Coriel Huskinick, the Kix Morning Show. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning.
Hi. We're coming on a little strong. Sorry. Good morning.
No.
Wakey, eggs and bakey.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have any idea why we might be calling you?
I got a couple of guys I know who've gotten calls from you jokers that were smart enough not to answer.
What? Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I.
So they say.
I probably am going to be talking about Tara.
I'm sorry, your phone was cutting out. What'd you say?
Say that again.
I feel like I'm probably gonna be talking about Tara with you all today.
Yeah, it's Tara who.
Righto, little chop.
Who sounds like from her conversation with us that you guys had a pretty good connection, and we're unsure why you'd be dodging her.
I know I'm gonna end up sounding kind of like talking about this, but here's the deal. First things first, right? Like right off the bat, she showed up for drinks with her crew. Her beer was just hanging all the way out of her top, you know?
Nice.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a huge deal, but like that top was super tight, and like I was not the only person in the bar who spent the whole evening staring. You know what I mean? And as I looked, and I looked closely, you could see the top of her nipples was hanging out of her top, too.
Oh, wow.
And you didn't? Did you tell her?
No. I made some, like, subtle head nod gestures, you know, but she seemed like she was having a good time, you know?
You should have told her.
You just let everything hang out, huh?
Oh, my God.
I had no idea how to say it on a first date, you know?
You just say, kinda, hey, you're... Your nipples out of your shirt. Like, yes, you tell her.
Has that happened to you before, Corio?
Yes, 1,000 times.
Really?
I'm telling you what, that's an issue with girls if you wear a lower cut top. That sometimes you have best friends with you out on, like, on booby patrol.
Oh, wow.
Make sure those babies are wrangled in.
I had no idea that was the
thing.
Make
sure those babies are wrangled in. It happens. Everybody's got nipples.
JP's going to start volunteering.
No.
Hey, I'm going out with some friends today. I volunteer for booby patrol.
Booby patrol.
JP,
I won't put this on my resume.
JP, I heard you're moonlighting these days. What do you call it again? It's called booby patrol.
I'm not an Uber driver. It's booby.
Okay,
patrol.
No, I don't mean to crumb on you. I get it. You may have felt uncomfortable. So that's fine. But it sounds like there's something else.
I mean, it's kind of more the same. You know, I'm definitely not complaining. Like, I don't want you guys to think that I was upset about getting a sneak peek. Right.
Okay.
It certainly made it easier to go back to her place with her because I honestly wanted to get out of that bar pretty quick so people would stop staring at her, you know?
Oh, and, well, okay. There you go. At least you tried something, I guess.
In your own little way.
Yeah, so when we were back at her place, she mentioned the concert, and I thought that'd be fun, too. But again, she showed up, like, tight as tight could be, right? Like, I don't even know how she got that top on for the concert, right? It looked like she squeezed herself into it.
Okay.
And this time, she sort of doubled down on it. She got these booty shorts, too, and her ass was hanging all the way out.
Okay.
She has a pretty thick too. So there was a lot of skin in a very little amount of clothing, and I got to that point where I was like, is this what it's going to be all the time, you know?
So she buys clothes that are a little bit smaller for herself.
Or the style. I mean, it sounds like the style
just
is
likes to show off the goods.
the style's meant to be a little more revealing.
She does, and she's got some all right goods. That's not all I want, you know. She's definitely not a girl I feel like I could bring home to mom, you know.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, before we bring Tara on, Jordan, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Tara, get her side of things, and more with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's a Date 'Em or Dump 'Em Thursday with Jordan and Tara. Let's bring Tara into the show because, as you know, because you've had some jokers that have managed to dodge us, Tara is on the phone with us. Tara?
Hi, Jordan. Like, first of all, why didn't you just say something when we were at the bar? You know?
Like I said, it was my first time meeting you. I didn't know if it was my place. Maybe you weren't.
A good guy would have at least told me I was exposing myself, you know?
That's valid.
I don't know, every girl I know who wears tight clothes, she does that, like, shimmy thing when, like, regularly when she feels it.
So like pulling it up? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that thing. Right? You know that thing.
Yeah, okay.
That'll make those girls look good.
So I wasn't sure if you were doing it for attention. Maybe you wanted the guys at the bar who weren't me to be looking at you.
Or maybe she went. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, let Tara speak for herself, Corey.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm really comfortable with myself and, like, my body. And I guess, yeah, I was trying to show off, but kind of for you. Like, I was on the date with you, not for the other guys in the bar.
Yeah, but you got to be, like, mindful, you know? Like, I appreciate that you wanted to show off for me, but, like, something that obvious means you're showing off for everybody.
Is this a regular thing that you, I mean, when you pick an outfit out, is it usually this current style where it's like you're putting a sausage casing on yourself?
Okay. I mean, not if I'm going to church on Easter Sunday with grandma, but, like, if I'm going to a bar or a concert, yeah, totally. Like,
it's got a different vibe to it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily call it putting sausage casing on yourself.
That is a little...
but, like, it's like the...
Not an inaccurate description, though. It's kind of what it felt like, you know?
The style to be a little more, like, revealing and stuff. And you, Tara, it sounds like you prefer to just show off your
body.
You want to show off your body.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. My tits are real. There they are.
I mean, it's like, do you watch NFL games? I mean, half the time, most of the time, the cheerleaders are in probably, like, even less than this.
Yeah, oh, what if she showed up to a date in one of the cheerleader outfits? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's not, no one really complains about that, but when she's sitting in front of you.
I just think this dude is looking a very good situation. And doing everything he can to get out of it.
Maybe he's trying too hard to, like, be a, like, a gentleman. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
Is that the case, Jordan?
That I'm trying too hard to look like a gentleman?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's just not your taste?
I don't know. It's hard. It's hard having a girl who shows off that hard for you on the first date, because what's stopping her from showing off from everybody else, you know?
Okay. Like, so you think that this is... It's more of an attention thing for her than anything else.
Yeah, I don't want to be with a girl who needs nonstop attention from everyone around her, you know?
Tara, jump in, defend yourself. Do you think this is true?
Listen, this has told me all I need to know. Yeah, I'm disappointed. I mean, I didn't think that the way you dress wouldn't change the way I thought about you. So, yeah, you know? You took a good look at them, and you're not going to see them again.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, that's the deciding factor right there.
Well, there we go. Seems like we kind of reached a little bit of an end point. I mean,
yes,
obviously it sounds like maybe dinner isn't going to happen.
Nope. I don't think so.
If it was going to happen, I was going to suggest my dad used to collect gunny sacks. So, like, we could just give her, like, a one of those big potato sacks.
Oh, God, Corey.
No. She could just wear, like, a potato sack.
Coriel, I'm sure he'd do it. Why don't we just have JP go, and he could be booby patrol?
Just, like, sit a couple tables away and just go, psst, psst, hey, pull him up.
Right. Trust me, he will not break eye contact.
My God.
You and neither, I'm sure. All right, well, Tara, thanks for getting a hold of us. We're sorry it wasn't a better outcome.
That's okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, and Jordan, thanks for taking our call, and good luck dodging us.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for going easy on me this week.
Yeah. You're welcome. Look at you coming up with a new thing for people to do, booby patrol.
Booby patrol, that's a good...
I think this could have a little bit of legs to it. Like, you can make, like, an Uber-style app.
You know, it's a weird deal because, like, I feel bad for her because she was trying to be, you know, dress a little saucy to, like, you know, show off. And, I mean, hey, man, if you're proud of yourself, like, do it to it. I was thinking about it while I was listening to her there. Like, when you go out on dates and you're not wearing your sleeves, does it, like, distract people around you when you got the guns out?
I don't know.
Out?
You'd have to ask the people around
you. You got the cannons.
If I show them off.
JP, you don't notice that people stare at you in awe?
No, I don't really pay attention.
Maybe almost like fear.
Yeah. Just go out
in
there
a weird way.
Yeah.
And show off. Just peacock and don't worry about it.
Just be fact.
If you need our help, any dating issues you have.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Strut it.
Tatum and Dumpum every Tuesday and Thursday. Just reach out Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Country mornings are the best.
Be Corey Ellen Husker Nick. Mornings.
Yeah. In the morning when you wake up.
On Kix 96.9.
All the free things,
free.
All the benefits of being someone else and getting all the freebies.
And free.
So this happened at Disney World, where a man posed as a tour guide so he could skip every line. He actually borrowed a friend's tablet because they work at Disney World.
Like nice. The official tablet
as an employee of the tour guides. And for several days in early June, employees noticed there were a bunch of unapproved overrides on the app, meaning people were cutting in line even though they hadn't paid for a tour. And that's when they were able to track down the fraud investigators, track this guy down. Thwarted by technology. But it did bring up a question that we posed on social media, saying if you could pretend to be someone else for free stuff, who would you be?
Yeah, like, I mean, I wouldn't mind. I mentioned this, but I feel like this is a little more up Nick's alley.
Okay, right on. I'm in.
To pose as, like, the beer delivery truck drivers.
So
you just, like, roll up and you're like, hey, I'm here to pick up the beer, to take the
that
beer.
That just tells me I need to call my buddy Kyle and be like, hey, dude, how about one of these days you give me those keys that you got to all the different places to deliver beer to? Or just bring that beer truck over to my house.
Yeah, just make a delivery at my house.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we asked you, you can put yours on Facebook, KX Mornings. Like, who would you pose as to get free stuff and why? Like, I even thought about a pilot, maybe.
Yeah.
But then again, I thought, well, knowing my luck, there'd be some type of emergency and I'd have to take over flying.
Yeah. You're like, I'm just getting a free trip here.
Like, yeah, I wanted to pull a catch me if you can, but.
Right.
Look here, Abagnale, get over here.
Yeah,
you're flying.
Frank William Abagnale.
They have the pilots that get on there and just sit. That's what he did for a while.
Yeah.
And you just sit in that chair.
Like job shadowing.
Yeah.
Basically.
And you're just like, yeah, I'm here to job shadow.
I also think posing as a bowling alley worker would be very easy and fun to do.
Yeah.
You wear like a maroon, some type of sort of faded polo, and look really tired, but down to party.
I pretended to be an NFL kicker and got into a whole bunch of parties and got free stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was in Hawaii at the Pro Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
And I was with some other people that one guy kind of looked like Aaron Rodgers if the like lighting was down and he had a hat on.
And you squinted.
Yeah, and then another buddy of mine, Wyatt, he's like 6'4" and like 350 pounds, like big old black dude. So everybody thought he was an offensive lineman. And then I just told him I was Vanderjack, the kicker from the Colts.
What? No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I don't look anything like him. But they were just letting me into these parties, you know? And, like, we got all this free stuff. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
I got a ukulele from one party. They gave me a ukulele. It was awesome.
So if you could take two and keep that same energy, if you could pose as anybody, like, any job to get a free perk, what would it be?
If you were to commit fraud, what would you do?
Yeah.
We promise.
Tell us.
The authorities won't.
And we tag FBI.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tag FBI.
Yeah, tell us on the morning show page, KX Mornings.
Be a part of that.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Troy on Twitter just said, I would be one of the Kix Morning crew.
Like
we get all kinds of stuff.
I need to get you my name tag next concert.
There you
can
go.
Wear it.
You can just wear it and pretend to be Husker Nick
for the
night.
Pretend to be me. You just got to be loud and drink a lot.
That's
not hard.
Pretty easy.
Coming up, we'll give you a chance to get in for Kane Brown live tomorrow night at PBA with a round of JP Makes His Guess. It's time to play JP Makes His Guess. I locked up the phone line so nobody can get in early.
Yeah, take that, you cheater faces.
Because it's a big deal because Kane Brown is live at Pinnacle Bank Arena. That sucker's almost sold out.
Woo, and baby. That shows tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll be down for a pre-party at Longwell's from 5 to 7 tomorrow night for Kane Brown. Also tonight for Alabama, and that show at PBA.
Alabama!
Oh, thank you, Corio. But we are playing for Kane Brown tickets for that show tomorrow night. So I will unlock the phone lines and 466-9696. You pick a team. You Husker Nick or Coriel. They're going to help you try to win tickets to see this guy live tomorrow night. Kane Brown, free tickets with JP Banks' guests.
You're waking up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Wake up in the morning.
Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Time once again to play JP Makes His Guess. This time hooking you up with tickets to see Kane Brown live tomorrow night, Pinnacle Bank Arena. And competing today, man, is Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Turn your radio down. Just listen to us here on the phone.
Okay, yes. Awesome.
And Jennifer wanted to be on Nick's team today. She's like, I love Coriel, but I want to be with Nick.
Yeah. We got this girl.
She wants to be on the winning team, but little does she know.
Yeah, we got this.
Little does she know, Ashley and I are going to take the title today.
Good morning, Ashley. All right, so it's all on the line for Kane Brown tickets, and we're on Facebook Live as well. See if you can check that out and be a part of the game. Today, actually, if you didn't know, it's National Guacamole Day.
Oh, man, I love some good guacamole.
Okay.
And with the first Husker away game being this weekend, I'm sure lots of people will be bringing over food to hang out and eat and dip.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I want the very best types of dips.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to have fun with dip.
Like tailgating today. Dips?
Tailgating dip. Well, yeah, just chips and dip.
Okay.
What do you dip your chips into? What's the most popular things people dip their chips into?
I'm a child. I can't. We can't keep talking like this.
What do you dip into?
Not a lot lately.
So, Nick... Nick has the lead over Coriel.
We got two kids. That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Nick is the head of Coriel, so she, Coriel and Ashley get to go first.
Ashley, what you got?
Buffalo chicken dip.
Ashley, a girl after my own heart.
That's a good call.
Buffalo
right
chicken dip, the superior dip. No, what?
That is not.
Hey.
In the top 10.
Nick, no. Oh. Wipe that smile off your face.
All right.
We're going to have a problem this morning.
All right. Do you just want to go? Like, what are we thinking here? Do we want to say, like, cheese dip?
I was thinking, like, queso or cheese. Yeah,
cheese dip.
Let's go. Show cheese, me nacho cheese dip.
Thank you.
That might be the number one answer.
1.5.
No, that's all we not got. 1.5.
Woo!
I don't know what's so
1.5.
funny. 1.5. I don't know what's so funny.
That dip is really good, as she mentioned. It should
it's
be on the list.
Superior dip.
The most amazing.
I just, if you guys are watching on the video at home, when you guys said that, Coriel looked at me like such a snot. Like, take that, Greg. And I'm like,
I'm
oh.
Bury you with my answer.
And then he goes, buzz. And the look on her face was priceless.
Ashley, that was a wonderful suggestion.
It was a great idea.
Okay, well, clearly we need to go for low-hanging fruit because these people have no taste. Do you want to go with chips and salsa?
Yeah.
Show me salsa.
If that was a buzzer, I was going to literally leave.
Salsa comes in at number 3.
Okay.
Wow.
Back to Jennifer and Nick, the best dips on National Guacamole Day.
I mean, should we go with guac?
I was thinking we could do guacamole, yeah.
Let's do a guacamole.
Show me guacamole. Yeah. Holy guacamole comes in at number 2.
Okay, no. Okay, I see how this is going to go.
Oh, this is glorious.
Ashley.
Ooh.
What you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
What is that hamburger and Rotel dip? I feel like everybody eats that.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
I don't know what you call it, but it's so
queso.
Good.
Does that...
Well...
The Rotel and the what's
Velveeta?
That cheese? Yeah, Velveeta. Love that stuff. I don't think it's real cheese, but it's so good.
Yeah, it is.
Are those separate things? Oh, what do you think, Ashley?
I don't know. Would hummus be on there?
We could try it.
Chips and hummus.
We could try it. Yeah.
Hummus is so good.
Yeah.
Show me hummus.
Yes, Ashley.
So hummus is number five. If you get this, you guys do win because they have a strike.
All right, let's talk this out real quick, okay? What do you have on your mind? And I'll tell you what I was thinking.
I was going to say the ones that have been said were on my mind. They're good.
What about French onion dip?
Okay, French onion.
You know what I'm talking about? The white dip that they sell everywhere, like the Dean's. That's my brother's favorite. Mm-hmm.
Stop.
All right, let's go French onion dip.
Yep. Show me French onion dip.
Wow. Oh, my God. Thank
what?
God. Ashley, I have an idea.
How is that not on there?
Wow.
What about vegetable dip?
Vegetable dip? Oh, yeah. I bet that's right.
Vegetable dip.
Ashley, I have one in mind that...
Do it.
But I don't know. This is for your tickets. What do you think?
Yeah, don't screw her over, Coriel.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm thinking spinach artichoke dip.
Oh, yes. I was thinking that earlier.
Oh, my God. Okay, so then we're going to do it. It sounds like a winner.
Show me spin dip.
Good call.
Yes!
All right, we got to get this one to stay in the game.
We're still in this.
Yep, we're still in this.
All right, let's think through dips. What kind of dips do we see? Oh, what about bean dip?
Bean dip, yes.
Yeah, bean dip. We'll go bean dip. I love bean dip. Ooh, gosh,
bean dip is so good. Show me bean dip for the win.
Oh, man. How is that possible? What other dips are there?
First, congratulations goes to Ashley and Coriel. They managed to come from behind.
Yes!
Man, nice job, guys.
Okay, this is the list, according to Ranker.com, the very best types of dip.
Is veggie dip on it?
Number 10, ketchup.
Wait, what?
Right.
For chips?
Oh, maybe like
chips
fries?
And ketchup?
Like number?
Dip.
Oh, national, the best types of dip.
It's dip. It really isn't chips and dip. It's dip. But.
Number 9, soy sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, those are dip sauces. These are dips.
Number 8, barbecue sauce. Number 7 was ranch dressing.
I thought you said chips. That's why we were both calling off chips.
Yeah. Chips and dip go to, that's how the title starts.
Who people dips? Dip who dips? Who takes a chip and dips it into barbecue sauce?
I mean, I've done it, but I don't do it typically.
Fondue comes in at 6. Ooh. Then hummus. Then spin dip, salsa, guac. And nacho cheese.
Honestly, I think they forgot about the ones that matter. And then they were just like, let's just throw some stuff. How about ketchup? Sure. That's a dumb
list.
They were
like, look, there's so many great dips. There's 4.
Yeah, there's 4. We're not going to use bean dip.
Yeah, 5 or 7 layer bean dip. Buffalo chicken
bean dip.
Bean
came in at 20.
I'm shocked, man.
Buffalo dip, like for your buffalo chicken dip, came in at 18.
Okay, well, at least it's
bean
dip.
So do you take a tortilla chip and dip it into ketchup? Is that what we're saying
here?
I mean,
I've done that when I was really broke in college.
I'm sure people would be debating this all day long.
Nick's face.
I am dumbfounded right now. Well, what just happened?
Ashley, good job. Jennifer, you hung in there. This was good.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. And thanks for playing JP Makes His Guess. We'll get you more for that big show tomorrow. On the way, the nitty gritty from Music City. It's Kix. Good morning.
Wake up. In the morning. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
So it's always fun to get phone calls from all kinds of different states and places.
Is it fun? Because usually they're just scams.
They are, more often than not, or they're, you know, the business company calls about insurance and whatever else.
Okay.
And it's most of them.
I've only had an unpleasant experience with that, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Now my phone is cool enough where it actually says potential spam.
Mine on certain ones. Only says it sometimes.
Yeah, not all of them.
You know, now that we're talking about it out loud, you know what's going to happen?
Going to get a lot of calls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just noticed.
Let's see. I've had an unknown 800 number. A couple different 800 numbers.
I haven't had many lately.
I got a call from New York yesterday. I got a potential spam from Omaha, potential spam from Grand Island.
There was some weird, it was like a Caribbean island was the...
Trinidad and Tobago? Was it Nicki Minaj's friend's cousin calling you?
No, but every once in a while, I'll be like, how do you think you're going to get away with that?
Right.
Who do I know there?
Well, I know it's not like bill collectors because I'm all caught up on stuff. So I actually will answer calls kind of like Midday Meg did yesterday.
You know what? I'm actually glad that she did this.
Because we'll get those calls here in the studio as well on the 466-9696 number. And so she took it upon herself to take a call from a place. I think they were trying to sell her.
They were helping her. They were wondering funeral if insurance. She could set up. Yeah, if she had set up funeral arrangements yet for like herself.
And here's part of the call.
You ever thought about if you wanted like a traditional funeral or cremation?
Honestly, I've joked about it with family, but I think it would be so cool to have a Viking funeral, if you know what that is.
Oh, wow. A Viking funeral.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, wow.
Now, actually, I worked in a funeral home in my past life.
In her past life.
I've seen really nice funerals, but I've never seen a Viking funeral. Now, please explain that, what that is.
So essentially what happens is that they put your body on a wooden boat and they send it off, to sea in some sort of open body of water, and then someone with some skills shoots a flaming arrow at the boat.
Meg
and then
is so good at
fire
this.
And it cremates your body in the water. Mm-hmm. It's a Viking tradition.
It's real.
And we're from Norway, my family. So
she's
we
not.
Are,
she's Italian.
Very spoiler, she's Italian. Viking very character. Italian.
Oh, wow.
But she had this lady hook, line, and sinker.
You could hear the clacking in the background. Like the lady was literally looking at
Googling it to make sure she was right, like could be on the same level as Meg.
She just rolled with it. It's
so good.
So good. But by the way, she actually, I mean, that's like an actual thing, the Viking funerals.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a real thing. But she's Italian. She's not even Norwegian at all.
And you can't, like, do that. Because the lady asked, can you do that? And Meg says, well, I think you need to have, like, special permits, but I haven't looked into it. She just kept it going so organically, so well. God, Meg, I'm so proud of her.
And that's the ultimate troll, is to troll the spammers.
Yeah, the spam.
To get them sucked into a call with you, because they're looking for a sale, and that's all they're caring about.
When I was younger, my dad and I, it was almost a sport between the two of us to troll the spam callers.
That's awesome.
And I feel bad, because I know there are some businesses, I know that there are some...
Cold calls, yeah, I get it.
I understand
there's some
cold
of them.
Calls, but these were legitimate spam calls.
Right.
Where they would even, like, say, ask if you were the wrong name. They ask you the wrong name.
Yeah.
Like, hi, are you Alyssa? And I'd be like, yes. I am Alyssa.
She even asked her if she was, like, in a different town or state, even.
Arkansas. Or Alabama.
Are you still in Arkansas?
Alabama.
No, I'm not in Arkansas.
She goes,
She's playing
along.
How
old are you? 50?
But yeah, I will absolutely answer spam calls now just to, more often than not, just to say, hey, take me off your list. Because putting yourself on the no-call list
online.
Can you
online, tell them that and they actually have to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang.
I have less calls now because I answer my phone and say, don't call me again.
Okay, well, that's
a
smart idea, but I don't think I'm going to do that until I troll at least 5 more people.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
I know people like to do that, though. I can't be the only one.
Okay.
To, mess with them a little bit.
Like you and Meg messing with them when they call you?
It might not be to the degree that Meg
right, that was
trolled,
outstanding.
But if you have trolled... those unknown numbers, the spam callers, or maybe you don't answer, period. We want to know about it.
Yeah, let us know.
The Morning Show page, KX Mornings. Do you troll? To troll or not to troll? That is the question.
Country mornings are the best.
In the morning when you open your eyes.
You're waking up with JP, Corey.
M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. Gotta love millennials.
So, the list of things that worry kids the most have evolved over time.
Okay.
Like, kids were freaked out because schools were closed as the entire country was struggling, with COVID. But BuzzFeed has a new list of supposed threats that terrify millennials when they were younger, but are actually mostly harmless.
Okay. Tell me.
Quicksand.
Okay.
Being a very prevalent hazard in life. When millennials were kids, you thought quicksand was a thing.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Carnivorous man-eating plants eating you alive.
Are we talking Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Well, I maybe.
Or no, sorry.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. Gosh, that's what I was thinking. I don't agree with that, but okay.
How about worrying that if you swallow a seed, a plant will grow inside
Absolutely.
You?
Watermelon, I thought my belly was going to burst open.
Thinking you're going to go to prison if you ripped the tag off of a pillow or mattress.
Yes, or thinking I'm going to go to prison if I turned the overhead lights on inside of the car while my dad was driving.
How about believing that you'd be inadvertently poisoned by silica gel packs?
I can see that.
Your shoe getting sucked into an escalator?
Yes. Absolutely.
Think that if you turn a light on your car will immediately crash.
Well, yeah, it's essentially what I said earlier, but it was more or less get pulled over, go to jail for the rest of my life.
Worried that if you swallow gum, it'd be in your stomach for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. And it would just keep collecting until you basically are one big, giant bubble gum.
Were you concerned when you were sleeping at night and the ceiling fan was going, if it would fall and kill you in your sleep?
1,000%.
Oh, my God.
And also, I had a weird thing where I was afraid that if the actual ceiling fan didn't fall, it was the light bulb was going to fall. And for some reason, my mouth was open. And for some reason, I was going to swallow glass.
Yikes. I'm just perpetuating all your fears again. The number one answer, though, was that the Bermuda Triangle was a mysterious and massive concern.
It still is. What do you mean, was? It still is.
Okay.
It still is.
It's still a thing that people are freaked out about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I also was a little afraid, too, of large birds in the sky, like plucking me out of the, like, you know.
Oh, little Coriel, they'd grab you by your giant ears up into the sky.
Because
you were a tiny little peanut.
They think I was one of them. Yeah.
Like you were barely even tall enough to
We had some hawks out when I grew up in Cook, Nebraska, over by between Syracuse and Tecumseh.
Uh-huh.
There were hawks, I think, waiting for the moment that I was unattended in my front yard.
Oh, wow.
They were massive.
Like you weren't when you were little, you were like as big as Dobby the Elf. I mean, it was that small.
Maybe smaller.
Getting picked up by
just
a hawk.
Just crisscross
was a big
applesauce sitting there in the front yard, probably talking to myself, trying to pretend like I'm Matilda.
Hear, ah! You're like,
and then I disappear off into the night.
Freaking out, worrying about the hawks.
Daylight.
Picking you up. I'm sure there's people that have like little dogs that worry about that all the time.
Yeah.
But you were born
like
a
little dog.
It's from
like a little human. Yeah.
So there's a few fears you had when you were.
Am I with any of those, JP?
Not really. No, I'm good.
So you're normal.
We're getting you prepared for
Alabama.
Alabama.
They're live tonight, Pinnacle Bank Arena, with the Marshall Tucker Band. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a pre-party beforehand over at Longwell's from 5 to 7, so come hang out with us before you go into the big show.
Get your pre-game on.
A couple of reminders. There are, by the way, a handful of tickets still available for this show, too, if you want to go to the show still. But a couple of reminders about it. Always the clear bag.
Clear bags. I keep seeing people. People keep walking up to. This is a side note, but Pinewood Bowl. Whenever there have been shows this summer, I've seen so many people walk up with not clear bags or very large bags.
Right.
Nothing's
go
changed.
Back to their car.
Nothing's
yeah, no,
changed.
Go
you still need the clear bags.
You will need a mask.
Okay.
Because it's an indoor event, and the rules are in place until
mandate.
The end of the month or the 23rd or something like that.
End of the month. I believe.
Anyway, so mask for sure, and also something new. They're going cashless at the concession stands.
Wow. Okay.
So just so you're aware, when you go and want to get your beer or your food or stuff, it's cashless is what Pinewood and PBA are doing right now.
All right.
So just a few reminders as you get ready for Alabama tonight. This will be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow we'll be down there as well for Kane and Brown Live.
We sure will.
Pre-parties at Longwell's just across the street from Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll be there from 5 to 7 the next couple of nights. So come down and have some beverages with us. We'll have you sign up for some free stuff too, probably too.
Yeah, we'll give you free smiles.
Well, that'll happen as well. Because Coriel can't help but smile. That's going to do it for us today. If you miss any of the show, including Dan Number Dump 'em or JP makes his guess or anything, it'll be on the podcast at KZKX.com tomorrow. Back with a free, fun Friday with your chance to get more Kane Brown tickets, too. Have a good one.